Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 16, verses 25 and 26. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners was listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. The ministry of Paul and Silas in Philippi soon hit the buffers when they healed a slave girl who was a fortune teller. She had made good money for her owners until the moment that God healed her, and they were furious when they realized that their source of income had disappeared. They dragged Paul and Silas into the marketplace, where the two men were beaten and imprisoned. Since they'd had a very specific call from God to serve him in Macedonia, you wouldn't be surprised if they were feeling very let down by him. But there they were in a top security prison cell, praying and singing hymns to God. What amazing men they were. To cap it all, the prison was suddenly shaken by an earthquake. This is a gripping story, and it helps us to see what Paul meant when he wrote in Ephesians chapter 5 about always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the face of it, Paul and Silas didn't have anything to give thanks for when they were slung into that prison cell. Everything seemed to have gone disastrously wrong. But when the focus of our lives is God himself, however terrible the circumstances, we always have reasons to give thanks. So let me ask you a question. For what reason can you give thanks to God right now? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, whatever is going on in our lives, we always have reason to praise you. Thank you that you are always worthy of our praise. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.